is October 23rd, year 2020. My name's Brian, and welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm back. I'm recovering. I'm feeling pretty darn good today. And thank you all who have prayed for me. Thank you very much. I really do appreciate this. It goes a long way. And yes, 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 I miss so many of you. I haven't been to see you, but I will see you soon. So we've got a broadcast that is special. It's really special. It's based on my actual experience of going through the death experience and crossing over for that very short period of time and having the experience with the spiritual council, coming back, and then learning more about what I have to do to protect myself so this doesn't happen again. And so through the course of learning how to protect myself, I've learned what I need to say to you in order for you to protect yourself. So this broadcast is about that. But before we get on with the details, COVID, it's going to be solved, and we are going to get it together. We are. You have to trust that the light is now in charge of this entire planet. The dark was in charge of COVID. The dark is no longer in charge of COVID. The light's in charge. And so the light is going to give certain world leaders, scientists, researchers, educators, politicians, pharma, government, you name it, religious people, are going to receive new information on how we are to get over COVID. And we're going to end up working together. So you have to really trust that it's going to come together. You really have to trust, because it can't last forever. And no, we're not going to go into World War III. So don't even go there. And don't think for a second that an asteroid is going to hit this planet anytime soon. That's not going to happen. So I really need you to think positive and be hopeful and receive this information with a very open mind attitude. Get out of the box. We all have to get out of the box. So I also want to say another thing. Yes, I want to make an offer to our government that I will offer my gift to discern science, anything about science, any help the government needs. And I will also offer my gift to all universities, UFT. Yes, I miss all of you at the faculty. We're going to be back. Western, McMaster, Queens, McGill, Dalhousie, whatever, whoever, I will come in and we will discuss anything about science. And we will explore it together if that's your interest. And if you have a pure intent, I am there to help. In addition to the government, our federal government, I will offer myself to develop cold fusion, working with the government. But I have to be able to choose the scientists, and I have to be able to choose all the people who are to be involved in this exercise. All the people that are to be involved must be of the light. I've had enough disappointments in my life with the dark, so I don't want to repeat that experience. I will offer to certain private sectors, show me you've got deep pockets and show me you've got $100 million in the bank. I'm very serious with what I'm saying. You know, I want to share a story with you. In the last year, it could be longer, I was approached, and here is some of the details of the conversation I had with someone, which I cannot disclose who I was talking to. And they said, we will fly you to the United States, meet with certain people, and you can join their team and do cold fusion. It took me maybe 3 seconds to respond. That's how fast my gift works. And I said, no. Then he got kind of angry, disappointed with me, and he said, what's wrong? You don't like the United States? And my response was, and still is, no, I don't have a problem with the United States. It's just a timing. Everything is timing. But right now, no. but they were prepared to fly me in, meet with some very, I won't say the government officials, very high profile, and for me to meet with them that I would work with a whole bunch of Nobel Prize laureates. And I was told there's about 30 of them working on this project, which doesn't make sense to me. It doesn't make sense that 50,000 individuals should be working on developing a drug, for example. It just doesn't make sense to me with my gift. It's not logical. It's not logical to spend so much money to develop a vaccine, 100 million, 200 million, 500 million. It's not logical. I've got the gift where if I work with the right people, we can fast track everything. So to me, because I have my gift, it's not logical. But I guess the math equation put me out of the situation where I don't have a gift. Maybe it is logical, but it still isn't logical to me. We should be able to have access to information, scientific information. We should be able to work together as one and get the issues of COVID and everything else solved instead of trying to do everything independently and repeating the same research and spending the same money on something that's already been researched and discovered or not discovered some other part of the world. To me, this is not logical. To me, this is insanity. And so I'm hoping with my gift that this will change. I'm hoping. But there's so many opportunities that I have missed out on and I could have had. I mean, I remember way back when, many years ago, 26 years ago, I was in Portland, Oregon. I was walking with somebody, a very influential person. And we got along very nicely. And he looked at me and he said, "Brian, how would you like to become Prime Minister of Canada?" And I joked, but it wasn't a type of joke that you would just joke where you're among hockey fans. You're just having a joke about this. It was a very serious, laughing, nervous response because of who this person was. And I declined. And I knew even back then God had something special for me. Not to say that being prime minister is not special, but had something greater for me to do. And so I declined. And he said, "Are you sure? Because we can train you. We can get you prepped." And I said, "No, I don't want that. I really do not want to do that." And I'm glad that I turned it down. I really am glad. Because through the exercise of receiving my gift, my son, who's very healthy, at 4 years old, that was like 22 years ago, he got brain cancer and he received a miracle healing. And I don't believe that he would have got that miracle healing if I did go on the path of prime minister. So I gave that up. But I also thought now, very recently, if I did accept that training program, I say this very loosely because it was very serious. If I did accept that, I would not be able to say a lot of things that I'm going to say today as prime minister. And if I was prime minister, there's definitely a lot of things that I say that is very truthful that I would not be able to say. It would just make too many other world leaders upset. And so on the sideline, I can make certain statements that indirectly helps the offices of the prime minister in our country. So there you go. You know, that's the story. And I declined and I decided to take this gift, which at the time I got the gift, I did not apply for it. It was just given to me. It was a blue light that came into my head. I was not even prepared for this. Prior to receiving my gift, I had absolutely very little knowledge about spirituality. Zilch. Got me completely off guard. But nonetheless, I fully embraced it. I also want to share with you, in my experience when I crossed over, I was in this hospital room, waiting room. Well, that's what it appeared to be. I wouldn't say it was really the hospital room. That's what it appeared to be. And I observed that there were two doors. And so subsequently, very recently, I discerned the two doors. And what I observed was the door to the left was for me to go through Bardo, B-A-R-D-O. And the door to the right was for me to go through hell. But of course, I didn't go through any of those doors. But what I've since learned through my discernment, a wormhole is a doorway to other universes. And a black hole is a doorway to other galaxies. Very interesting. And the wormhole basically is the primary door to leave the matrix. The matrix is where we are right now based on our 100% free will, based on our other experience in another universe. And so we came into the matrix, this matrix, to go through the experience of sowing and reaping and other experiences. The black hole, when you go through the black hole, you are staying in the matrix. You're not leaving the matrix. You are staying in the matrix. So it's very interesting. And I was asked about hell in the center of the earth. Well, I've discerned that something is going on there. It's a topic I really don't like to talk about. And I've never been to hell in all my incarnations. I've had over 1,600 incarnations. And I've never spent any time in hell other than maybe 3 days to observe what actually happens. But I've never been to hell for doing something wrong. And so it makes it much more difficult for me to discern because my soul doesn't really have a memory of being in hell. But it does exist. And so the hell that we have on this planet is not for people who die here, then they go into the center of the earth. I thought it was. Maybe there's another area it happens. Maybe there's another level. I don't know. But at this time, I haven't been told. But rather than the people who are on this planet in the center of the earth, we call hell, came from another galaxy. So when we go to hell here, when we die, and we go through that door, the black hole, we're going into another galaxy, another planet, into the center of that planet. But I will talk about that more later on. But it's really, really, really interesting how things are set up. So when we talk about my after-death experience, what I realized that I was cursed every day. I knew this. At least for the past 6 years, I was cursed. My family was cursed every day, maybe even longer. And it's been rough. There's no question. It's been really rough for us. Meanwhile, we should be doing much better, and other people who have been cursing us, their life is much better. And that shouldn't be the case, because the curse that was coming towards my family was all about me taking on other people's bad karma, or me making some foolish statement that I will always die for you, I will always protect you. And so those curses came to me partly because I promised to die for others, promised to protect. But more importantly, what I did is that I forgave them. I forgave the people who harmed me in another incarnation, the 100% free will. And I forgave the people who harmed my family in the 100% free will. And I forgave the people who harmed my businesses in the 100% free will. And so what happened is because I did this and I entered into the matrix from the 100% free will experience, I brought in baggage, and it wasn't my baggage, but yes or no, but I took on someone else's baggage. And so I've been given instructions to inform you, the listener, what you need to know so that you don't make the same mistake I have made. And I have learned a terrible, terrible lesson. Even my dogs have been cursed every day. And so I've learned a terrible lesson. And so I mean, I'm telling you, I'm really looking forward to the weekend so I can just relax. And so when we come back, I'm going to share with you more information on the curses, and I'm going to talk about the Christ Spirit. This is something that you need to understand, and I'm going to clarify what is the Christ Spirit, which I briefly mentioned in last week's broadcast. We'll be right back. Thank you.
Oh, angels sent from above, you know you made my world light up. When I was down, when I was hurt, you came to lift me up. Life is a dream and love's a drug. Oh, now I think I must be okay.
Okay, we're back. October 23rd, year 2020. My name is Brian, and you're listening to Clarity Radio. Thank you for joining us, and thank you for your support. I really mean that. Thank you, thank you, thank you for all your support. Okay, so we are going to continue. This is part two, and we're going to talk about the Christ Spirit. I mentioned this last week, and I mentioned that the people that I'm allowed to help discern for and help them to understand their life, and for some of them, help them get rid of some very bad entities that's there to basically take their life. And so my gift of healing has really increased, but it has limitations. And the limitations is I can only sit down with someone who has the Christ Spirit. That's it. Because it's not going to work for anyone else, because we're now in a sown and reaping situation in the matrix. And people who have karma, bad karma, they have to go through that bad karma. And if I try to interfere with that, there's a good chance by me sitting down with someone who doesn't have the Christ Spirit, I end up taking on that karma, that disease. I am not prepared to do that for anyone. So that's the reason. And so if you've got a Christ Spirit, I mean, you're fortunate. It means that you did something correctly in the 100% free will human experience. So as we talk about the Christ Spirit, there's a lot of people that have the Christ Spirit. It's not just Christian religion. There's other religions that have it. The Buddhists, the Hindus, the Jewish, etc. But even when we look at the Jewish Christ Spirit, a lot of Jewish people will say, no, that's not true. It is true. Because if they are of the light, and they live according to love thy neighbor as thyself, and they live according to love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, if they just do that in principle, regardless of what their other beliefs are, they will have the Christ Spirit. They will have it. The Christ Spirit is very, very important. Because it allows me to sit down with someone and remove certain energy from those individuals who, in the 100% free will, got themselves into trouble because they forgave another human being, like I did, and many other people around me. And we should not have done that. We were not supposed to do it. And so it really, really got me thinking. And I looked at the Jewish faith, their religion. And I wanted to know what is the core reason why they have been persecuted throughout history, and even today they are persecuted. And to my surprise, this is the answer that I received. Unbelievable, but it made sense. For the most part, the Jewish people, they believe that only God can forgive. And they're right about that. I mean, they're right about that. But that created a big problem, because Christianity believes that we should forgive one another and other religions. But it is the Jewish faith that has been really persecuted. And so I asked, I said, Father, if the Jewish faith, the people, if they forgave others, would they have been persecuted as much? He says, no. He says, no. And so I dug deeper. I wanted to know why. Then I concluded, based on my many different types of questions through discerning, that when we forgive someone, the person who we forgive, we are letting that person off the hook, and we are taking on their karma. We're taking on their car accident. We're taking on their suicide. We're taking on their bankruptcy. We're taking on all of this. We're taking everything on if that's what they did to us. Instead, what we should have done is let go of all our oaths, vows, and promises to everyone, those individuals who injured us at that time. And we should have just simply put everything as far as forgiveness with God. But instead of forgiveness, what we should have done is we should have let go of all our anger and our revenge. And the key oaths that we should always be able to let go, to the best of your ability, is where you've made a promise to die for someone, or promise to protect someone, or promise to protect more than one person, or die for more than one person. You have to denounce that. Now, you may have done this in another incarnation where you had 100% free will. You may have done all this, but you don't remember. But the prayer of protection that we're going to provide you with today, you have to assume that you did all this to cover your butt. You have to do this. You really have to do this. And so what you need to really understand very clearly, what is the purpose of this prayer of protection? On a spiritual level, you need to understand this. It really is to block the evil, the dark, from transferring in a form of energy their ill will, ill intent against you or your family or your animals or your car. It doesn't matter. Your business. And this could be simply due to jealousy. Then another purpose of this prayer of protection is to make sure that you don't take on someone else's bad karma. You got to make sure that you don't do it, because if you made a promise or oath that allows you to take on someone's bad karma from the 100% free will, you come into this matrix and every day you're cursed to take on that karma, and the curse stops the day that you go through that karma. And I know that this prayer of protection, over the next year, it's going to protect at least a minimum of 1,000 people from taking on someone else's bad karma where they would end up dying. So just from this prayer alone, it's written that 1,000 people are going to get the benefit. They are not going to die because they took on someone's karmic debt. Wow. This is really, really bad. If we had the technology, and one day we're going to have the technology, we would be able to verify different types of energy on a person, because all energies give some form of frequency. Even though we can't measure it, there is a frequency that energy is expressed from light, spirits, whatever, thought, light. We still have to understand what thought really is from a physics point of view. But this whole topic is very, very confusing. But focus on what we're trying to do. We're trying to block something from coming on you that eventually controls your mind, that causes you to go through some terrible experience. That's what we're trying to do. And the power of thought and the power of prayer can be very powerful, providing you've got 5 faith genes activated. So that's also another key. You really have to be well connected, because what we're trying to do is every day, anyone and everyone who is cursing you, to make sure that they don't get your pets, your auto, your house, you, your family, finances, relationships, blocking your success. This is what this is all about. And this, every day, let me just tell you, if this was the day of the supplement, and you were taking this as a supplement, and we could see it in physical form, and it could be developed into a physical form supplement, this would be the most powerful supplement that you can ever imagine. It would be so powerful. So here's the thing. So what happens when your prayer of protection works? That you are protected, because when you do the actual prayer, you have to address it the same day you're doing the prayer. You want protection if you're doing it in the morning. You want to be protected for the whole day, but you also want to do it for the next day, maybe for the next 7 days after. But if you're just starting to do this, I would do this every day for 30 days. I do this anyways. I do it every day now. And it works, because for the first time, because I did it yesterday, I did the prayer, and for the first time today, I have no active curse against me or my family. It's been blocked. And so the question, again, is what happens when we are successful in blocking the curses? Well, the person who sends the curse, there's 2 choices that they have, and there's no other choice. The choice is, number one, they have a choice to take on the curse, take on their bad karma, and go through their bad karma. Or they have a choice to send everything to their family members. And sadly, many of them will send it to their family members. And this is a worldwide situation. It's worldwide that the people on the dark side are the ones that are 99.9% cursing others. And the reason why they were able to do this, in other incarnations, they were protected. The last 1,000 years, approximately, the dark had total control of the matrix. They had total control of the 100% free will. And they no longer have control. The light has taken over. So the next, let's just say, under 1,000 years, 999 point whatever, because we're into it already, the light is going to have control of 100% free will and of the matrix. And so that's the big change. And that's why the dark has been able to continue to attack the light, because they thought they were untouchable forever, that they would never have to go through their debt, never have to go through their karma. It has now changed. It has changed. So someone asked me, the people who are doing the cursing, on a conscious level, are they aware of the fact that they are doing the actual cursing? Not everyone is. But I can tell you, at least 50% of all psychics worldwide, they are aware of doing actual conscious curses. Because why? Because clients will go into their office and say, I want you to curse this person, and for a fee, they will do it. This prayer of protection protects you against that type of curse. But I say to you in the first place, stay away from psychics. But you may have been to a psychic in the 100% free will, and you may have some psychic that is every day cursing you and your family. So you have to assume that you're being cursed. Now, you don't have to do this the rest of your life. There's going to be a point in your time where you feel 100% comfortable. You're just going to stop doing this, and you're going to know that you're now safe. But you can, let's say if you do it for a year, then you stop for a year, you can have someone new cursing you 3 years down the road. So what I'm inclined to recommend is that for the rest of your life, you do it once a week, and you do it for 7 days. And every Monday, you do it. Or if you want to make it every Sunday, whenever you want to do it. But you will know that it's working, because with most of you who have the Christ spirit, your health is going to improve. You're going to see there's something different. You're going to find that you're not going to be so nervous going behind the steering wheel of a car. Because maybe you are right now because there is a curse against you. But through the prayer, when this is just blocked, then you'll feel more comfortable. And so there is something that we have, and I call this the I. Just the letter I in caps, the I, where someone would say, I did not do it. I did not do it. The I. So we have the first I, and we have the second I. And these are, let's just call them spirits. The second I is the one that you can have the second I from the light, or you can have the second I from the dark. And so both eyes can actually control your thoughts, your thinking, your mind, your actions, your spoken word. They can work through you as though they're two different people working through your body. And so the dark side has the second eye. And the second eye is used to curse people every day. But the first eye of the dark, in many cases, they're not aware of what the second eye is doing. And this usually happens when they're sleeping. The second eye of the dark will become active, or it could be in the early morning before 2 o'clock where they're up, or some will get up at 4 o'clock and all of a sudden they're up and they will go through I call this a trance. And it's like they're stunned, but they have no idea. It's just that the second eye takes them over and starts doing a curse. Then some people who actually will have the ability to send a curse to you, before they send the curse to you, they will have massive anxiety. And what happens is the anxiety says, okay, it's a message in their brain saying they have to go to this person, they have to see the person, and they have to unload the spirits of bad karma, of other people's bad karma, or even their own bad karma to a person or to a family. And once they have unloaded everything, the anxiety disappears. But if the person's been able to remove those spirits, the one who received those bad karma spirits, that person will come the next day and have the same situation, have massive anxiety, and unload the same spirits. They keep getting reloaded. And so I've learned that the only way that that can be stopped is through the prayer of protection. There's a lot of people that commit crimes, and they will be in the interview room with the police, and they will be saying, I didn't do it. But that's the first eye. But the second eye did do it. But it's the first eye that's really talking to the police. What the police needs to say in every case when they interview someone, who am I talking to? Who else is in you? Is it the second eye? And address the second eye. And you'd be surprised. Eventually, that person's going to come out and speak, and they're going to sound different, and they're going to be very angry. But this is what this is all about, that these people who are dark, they have this second eye spirit, very powerful, that is not of the light. And this is the one that they use to curse. The reason why they're doing this to you is because in the 100% free will, they harmed you, likely they harm you, and you forgave them. And so they come after you to make sure that you take on their karma. And they may even come after you to commit the same crime. You're on the treadmill. But we are now on sown and reaping. The dark does not have any control over the world. It's lost all its power. And this only happened very recently. So we need to come together, work together, because we're now allowed to do it. Think very positive, and know that the leadership of this country is going to be guided. And in the meantime, with COVID, just follow the government's requests. It's going to get better because there's something else going on in the matrix to stop COVID, which I can't talk about. But it's being dealt with at this time. So just believe that we're going to get it together. So my name is Brian, and we're going to take a break now. And when I come back, what we're going to do is I'm simply going to read the actual prayer and discuss a little bit more about it. Then we're going to go to another segment, and I'm going to set it up as though I'm actually doing a prayer with you. And so you can just repeat word for word the prayer to help you get started, so you don't have to look at some note or try to figure out what the prayer is all about. Okay? So we're going to be right back. Thank you.
Fixing up a car, driving it again, searching for the water, hoping for the rain. Up and up, up and up. Down upon the canvas, working in a meal, waiting for a chance to pick an Irish field. Up and up, up and up. See a bird form a diamond in a rough, see a bird soaring high, but the flood is in your blood. It's in your blood. Underneath the storm, an umbrella is saying, sitting with the boys, it takes away the pain. Up and up, up and up. For the moon, try to empty out the ocean with a spoon. Up and up, up and up. How can people suffer? How can people part? How can people struggle? How can people break your heart? Break your heart. Oh, yes, I wanna grow, yes, I wanna feel, yes, I wanna know, show me how to heal it up, heal it up. Oh, you see the fire staring at every seed, angels in the marble waiting to be free, just need love, just need love. When the going is rough, we go.
Okay, segment three, and I'm feeling good. October 23rd, year 2020, and it's good. Clarity Radio, we're back. And I'm getting my strength back slowly, and I just thank God. I thank the spiritual council. I thank Christ. This is unbelievable. This is really, really unbelievable. And I'm just hoping that, and I don't know how it's going to work. How do you convince the Pope, the ministers, the priests, that we're not supposed to forgive another? How do you convince the writers of W Women's Channel when they have these incredible romance topics, and in the program, they're forgiving each other? And you see other programs where people are saying, I forgive you, but they're messing everything up. They don't realize what they're doing, just like I did not. I had no idea. I had no idea. Okay, so this prayer of protection, once again, it's very powerful, and I know that I'm going to condense it in the near future, but for some reason, I have to give you the full length version, there's someone that needs to read this and do this right away to protect themselves and their family. Okay, so let's do it. I'm going to read the prayer. Father, please protect my family, my children, their children, all pets, all property, all ownership. Protect myself. Please protect our mind, body, and soul from all evil, from all curses today, tomorrow, and for the next 7 days. Father, forgive me if I, in any 100% free will incarnation, on behalf of others or myself, forgave those who harmed me, who harmed us. Father, do you forgive me? Then you're going to wait. You're going to be calm at this point, and you can feel it. Then if you're not sure, ask the question again. Do you forgive me? And if you're sincere, if you're really sincere, you will be forgiven. Even if it doesn't feel like you've been forgiven, if you are truly sincere, you will be forgiven. Okay, the next, as we continue. Father, I denounce all oaths, vows, promises made to those sending all curses. Father, I let go of all anger and revenge to those sending curses. I ask that this prayer covers all my/our experiences in all 100% free will incarnations and in all matrix experiences, including this current matrix experience. Father, please forgive me on all levels. Please lift all level of curses, including time release curses. Amen. Then at the end of this, you can actually modify this prayer. If you know someone who actually is cursing you, you know the person's name, you can actually say the person's name, and you can ask God to protect you from that persons, and ask God to protect you and your family, your loved ones, your property, etc. And that's what you need to do. And once again, if you are sincere, it's going to work. And you can do this prayer. Well, when should you do it? Let me tell you when I do it. I will do it at 2 in the morning. I'm usually up about 2 in the morning, sometimes 1 o'clock. And I'm up for some time. And then around 9 o'clock in the morning, with me, I find all of a sudden there's a new level of curses against me and my family and my businesses and everything else. And I will do it again. Then before I go to bed, it will be between 7:30 and 8 o'clock. And I will do it again. That's me because I'm a major target. I do it so often, and I always include protection for myself, my loved ones, the pets, everything. And then if there is anyone else that's working with me, I will include their names in there. And so that's what I do. And the ones who are really working with me, I will include members of the family. And I know because of my ability to do this, it's very powerful. And yes, I asked the Father, Father, do I have some superhuman gift? He says, you do. I mean, you can go into history. We've had people who are called the Watchman. Yes, the Watchman. And I'm at that level, but higher, way higher. And so people, they don't understand me because there's no one else like me on this planet. That's what the problem is. I stand alone that has my level of gift. And I'm not bragging, it's just that there's a lot of people that say, Brian, I would love to have your spiritual gift. There's no way, not what I've been through. You will not want to go through what I've been through since I've had my gift. It's been very, very difficult. And so I decided to come back, and I've decided to work even harder, which to say I haven't worked hard. But the difference is the dark through their energy cannot block our success. And that's the difference. And the light of God is going to go wherever the dark is and will undo everything the dark has done to make this planet safe, to make the leadership of many governments worldwide to be coherent. Wouldn't that be nice? Wouldn't that be nice? He gave me the word coherent. I mean, that would be really, really nice if that was to happen. And so we just need to know that the light is in charge. It's going to help the politicians, certain world leaders. It's going to help the scientists. It's going to help a lot of people that's going to end up helping us. And don't look at the Canadian economy going bankrupt. Don't even go there. There's going to be some changes, of course, because there's always changes, right? But whatever the change is, it's going to be the right change. We just have to avoid judging, criticizing, complaining. And I fall short many times, and I have to go to God and say, forgive me. So it's not easy. So I'm saying that's what we're supposed to do, but I'm saying it's difficult because I'm gifted. I still have a tough time not complaining. I do. But I'm working hard to avoid that. So what we're going to do, we're going to come back after this song break. After we come back, I'm going to do the prayer with you on a very slow level with space gaps that will allow you to repeat word for word. And you can do this in the meantime. And I'm going to try to condense it. And there may be some new information that needs to be added to this prayer. But just work with me, and over the next 4 weeks, we should be able to get everything smooth. So, okay, you're listening to Brian, and of course, it's Clarity Radio. We'll be right back. Thank you.
I've been reading books of old, the legends and the myths, Achilles and his gold, Achilles and his gifts, and Spider-Man's control, and Batman with his fist. And clearly I don't see myself upon that list, but she said, where'd you wanna go? How much you wanna risk? I'm not looking for somebody with some superhuman gifts, some superhero, some fairy tale bliss, just something I can turn to, somebody I can kiss. I want something just like this. Do 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 do. Oh, I want something just like this. Do do do. And the myths, the testaments they told, the moon and its eclipse, and Superman unrolls a suit before he lifts. But I'm not the kind of person that it fits. She said, where'd you wanna go? How much you wanna risk? I'm not looking for somebody with some superhuman gifts, some superhero, some fairy tale bliss, just something I can turn to, somebody I can miss. I want something just like this.
Okay, let's do it. Let's get the prayer done. Okay, repeat after me. Father, please protect my family, my children, their children, all pets, all property, all ownership. Protect myself. Please protect our mind, body, and soul from all evil, from all curses today, tomorrow, and for the next 7 days. Let's continue. Father, forgive me if I in any 100% free will incarnation on behalf of others or myself forgave those who harmed me / us. / all. Do you forgive me, Father? Please forgive me, Father. Forgive me, Father, if in the 100% free will, I taught my family members, I taught others that we must forgive others. Father, forgive me. Let's continue. Father, I denounce all oaths, vows, promises made to those sending all curses. Father, I let go of all anger and revenge to those sending curses. I ask that this prayer covers all. Our experiences in all 100% free will incarnations. And in all matrix experiences. Including this current matrix experience. Father, please forgive me on all levels. Please lift all level of curses all levels of destructive entities that comes with all curses, including time release curses. Amen.
I sit away. There's an angel contemplate my fate. Do they know the places where we go when we're gray and old? 'Cause I have been told that salvation lets their wings unfold. So when I'm lying in my bed, thoughts running through my head, and I feel that love is dead, I'm loving angels instead. And through it, forsake me. I'm loving angels instead. When I'm feeling weak and my pain walks down a one-way street, I look above and I know to my bones. When love is dead, I'm loving angels instead. And through it all, she offers me protection, a lot of love and affection.
Save me. I'm loving angels instead.